Most people evacuated this village when floodwaters started rising earlier this week. The only way to get around now is by boat. Mohammed bin Yusuf and his family are among the few who've decided to stay.
It's a bit difficult to move. It's not as comfortable because the relief centers are more crowded. And with my disability, I'll need to depend on someone to help me move around. I'll continue to stay here as long as it's safe to do so.
The monsoon season in Malaysia lasts from November to February, and flooding has become more common. Some have modified their homes to deal with the threat. Mohammad Rosdi bin Ibrahim raised the height of the floors in some rooms by nearly 30 centimetres to keep his belongings dry. But that didn't stop him worrying when water started to rise on Monday.
The rain was very heavy and I was concerned because I remember how bad things got in 2014.
That year's flood was one of the worst in living memory. At its height, more than 200,000 people were forced from their homes. Officials say the level of rainfall recorded in some parts of the state on Sunday was the highest since 1967.
It looks like we're in the middle of a lake. There's water all around us, and in some parts it's more than 2 meters deep. But this was once a paddy field. Now the rice was harvested before the floods came, but the vegetable gardens have been destroyed.
No official estimate of the damage the floodwaters have caused has yet been released. But when they recede, many here will have to slowly replace and rebuild what they've lost. Florence Louis, Al Jazeera, Dumpat, Kelantan State, Malaysia.